Are you totally deranged?
Sorry, I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
Aw, man, this is gonna suck, donkey balls.
This is a BTS podcast for the above top secret website. Welcome to What You Know Net Radio. I'm your announcer, Microsoft Sam. Please welcome your host, What You Know.
Today I'm going to tell you all a little story that happened to me a few years back. I was going to the U2 concert down in Denver with my brother. And we took my car. Everything was going great. Got down to the valley, which I don't know if people are familiar with Colorado enough to know that if you live in the mountains, anywhere lower than you is the valley. Anyway, so we get down past Lyons, Colorado, and we're heading out towards Longmont when a police officer pulls up next to us at the stoplight. Now, me and my brother had been partaking of a certain illegal substance that, think Cheech and Chong. Anyway, everything was put away. Everything was good, so we were sitting there kind of paranoid, and got up out of the corner of our eyes, and I knew it. I was going to get pulled over. Sure enough, the light turns green, he waits behind, and I pull ahead, and sure enough, he turns on his lights, and so I immediately pull over. He comes to the window and knows that it's a state trooper. Now, at the time, I did have one valid warrant out there, and I knew it. I was expecting that he was going to try and pull that one out, but I also knew that we weren't in the jurisdiction for that warrant to be served, because it was just a minor traffic violation that the warrant was under, so in Colorado, it does have a sphere of influence, as whatever you can say. So he comes to the window, and he goes, license, registration, proof of insurance. So I hand it all over to him. He goes back to his car. A few minutes later, he comes back out, and he says, Mr. Hazel, have you been smoking any marijuana today? And I go, of course not, officer. Well, I would never do such a thing. And he looks around in the car. My car was spotlessly clean at that point in time, amazingly enough, because my car was never clean. And so he takes a quick look, and he's like, okay. Then he proceeds to tell me that I have two warrants out for my arrest, and I immediately go, that's bullshit. I only have one warrant out for my arrest, and you can't pick me up on it here because we're out of the jurisdiction. He goes, nope, I have two warrants here, and I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the car. Well, I'm not going to argue with a cop that much because, one, I'll get my butt beat, and nobody likes that. So he hauls me out of the car and puts my hands in handcuffs and behind me and stuffs me in the backseat of his squad car. Now, he goes up and asks my brother to step out of the vehicle, and I was like, hey, wait a minute, I know my brother doesn't have any warrants. My brother is a clean slate. So, and he proceeds to search my brother, and my brother had this certain illegal substance on him, but fortunately for us, the police officer did not find that. So anyway, he gets back into the squad car, radios ahead to whatever jail he was going to bring me to, and tells them that he has one person in custody and that he wished he could have gotten the other one, but he couldn't. Which kind of ticked me off at the same time, because that's kind of a butthole thing to say, but hey, that was his freedom of speech, I guess. So I decided that I was going to exercise my freedom of speech. So the entire way to the police station, I started singing really loud and really off-key various songs that were in my head at the time, and that was really pissing him off, and that was the point. I was trying to tick this guy off as much as possible without giving him any just cause to beat my ass at this point. And anyone that actually knows me knows that most of the time I will cooperate with the police just about on anything, unless I feel that they're in the wrong, then I'm go the polar opposite and won't cooperate at all. And so I decided that this guy was trying to screw me over and trying to frame me for something I didn't do, so I was going to make his life a living hell. So, for the next 45 minutes, I was singing totally off key, and meantime, I pulled my handcuffs up over under my feet and brought my cuffs. When he looked into the rearview mirror, I waved at him. Well, he pulled off to the side of the road faster than I could blink. He comes around to the back seat, yanks me out of the car, recuffs me, shoves me back in, says, "You know, at this point I could charge you with attempting to escape." I told him in flat-out truth, if I wanted to escape, I'd already have been gone. So if he wanted to calm down, we can get to the police station. If not, he could start beating my ass now, because I wasn't going to take his bullcrap anymore. So, for the rest of the ride, I'm singing off-key really loud. He's yelling at me to shut up. I'm just keep getting louder and louder and louder. Finally, we get me out of the back seat and brings me in. And they search me. Of course, I don't have anything on me, so the search went really well. And so, I get inside, and the chick behind the counter goes, "Do you know why you're here?" And I go, "Yeah, well, he said something about 1969, Texas, a grassy knoll. I don't really know. Something weird like that. No, I don't really know why I'm here." Which really pissed him off, because he told me exactly why he had arrested me. And so the lady officer behind the counter had to explain again that I had two warrants, and I responded with, "Bullshit! I only have one warrant, and this motherfucker made up the other warrant so that he could pull me into jurisdiction so that he could serve me the valid warrant." Well, that caused a big old commotion with all the cops there, so they went pouring over the warrant, and they kept looking at it, looking at the valid one, looking at that one. Finally, the cop behind the counter hands me a piece of paper and says, "Hey, sign this." I go, "What am I signing? That's a blank piece of paper. What are you going to do, feed it through a printer and make up something? Make up a phony confession?" The lady says, "Just sign it, damn it." And so I sign it really big, and my actual signature diagonally across the whole thing. They compare signatures, and they realize that they made a huge-ass mistake. But cops not wanting to be wrong, they decided to keep me there until the concert was over and then let me go, which really ticked me. And anyway, to make a long story short, I go to court on the valid warrant, and it turns out that the arresting officer had screwed up his paperwork so badly, and the fact that that false warrant was used had ruined the case for the DA, and so the DA had to throw out my valid warrant, and I got to walk out. Just my time wasted, and I couldn't go to the U2 concert. Moral of the story is, fight for your rights when you've been wronged, but if you've done something wrong, own up to it. That's all I'm saying. This has been What You Know Net Radio. Yep, that'll just about do it for this episode of What You Know Net Radio. I would like to thank my announcer, Microsoft Sam. I would also like to take the time to thank the good people that brought us all the funny stories that we shared with you tonight. Remember, if you have a comment on our show, please give us a call at 206-202-2476. We would love to hear from you. Have a great night, everyone.
Get back to work.